تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، ما زلنا في رحاب آيات من سورة فصلت. The beautiful ayahs that I just recited in the second rak'ah, Surah Fussilat, ayah number 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. In my opinion, this ayah summarizes the entire deen of Islam. It actually tells me and you what Allah wants to see from us. What Allah wants to see from us. Allah here described who is the real Muslim, the characteristics of the people of faith, of Iman. So he starts off by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ. What does that exactly mean? The scholars and the ulama spoke about this and said it means two things. Number one, قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ, saying that Allah is my master. It means that you're constantly mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Literally day and night. The first thing you do when you wake up, you're conscious, you're mindful, you're thinking about your Lord. Experts say that the first thing that you think about in the morning will have an impact on you the rest of the day. The first thing that you think about in the morning will have an impact on you the rest of the day. So imagine you're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once you open your eyes. And you're saying, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Ya Allah, we praise you because you gave us life after death, and to you, Ya Allah, will be resurrected. You're conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know for a fact that Allah is watching you. That what means to be saying, قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ. Second thing, scholars spoke about, saying رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ means that you're not shying away from your own deen. You're not afraid to declare your faith in public. Despite all of the society pressures, despite all of the society consequences, you're saying, I am Muslim. And you're not apologizing for your own faith. You don't need to apologize for your own faith. I am Muslim, my name is Muhammad. Regardless you like it or not. Listen, Surah Fussilat was revealed in Mecca. It's a Meccan surah. And at that time, it was so hard to declare your faith. It's so hard to say, I'm Muslim. You have to sacrifice your life. You have to sacrifice your family's lives. You have to sacrifice your wealth. It's so hard. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the Sahaba, say Rabbun Allah. Now it is a little hard to say that, to declare your faith as well. And so this is the first characteristic. You don't shy away from your faith. You're not apologizing for me, Muslim. You say Allah is my Rabb. The second characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this ayah, ذِنَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Istiqama means steadfastness. What does that mean? Well, the scholars give multiple definitions about what istiqama means. I really love what Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said. He said basically, simply, istiqama means that you fulfill your obligations, your duties. Your salah, your siyam, your hajj. Wallahi, Islam is very simple. Sometimes we make it complicated. Islam is very simple. You're saying Allahu Rabbi, you have that faith, you're conscious of Allah, and then you're publicly saying Allah is my Rabb, and then you're fulfilling your duties. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is high reward for those kind of people. He said, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. He said, on your deathbed, as you are departing from this dunya, if you were to live life that's basically having this mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're not shying away from your deen, and you're fulfilling your duties, Along with what I mentioned the day before yesterday, you're giving da'wah as much as you can within your capacity. You're leaving a mark in this dunya. This is all what Islam about, by the way. There's no more than this. Having your faith, you're not shying away from showing your identity, you're fulfilling your duties, and you're trying as much as you can to deliver the message of Islam to others. That's it. This is all what Islam about. It's simple. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels, as they're leaving this world, as they're departing from this dunya, the angels will descend to them. And these angels will have a message. The first meeting with those who are departing this dunya, the angels will tell them, لا تخاف, لا تخاف. Don't be afraid. It's terrifying facing death and leaving this world. It's terrifying because you don't know. You have this uncertainty about your future. I mean, the next world. You don't know where are you going. And so every single one will be terrified, of course. But then the angels in this moment, in this very hard moment, the angels will come up to you and tell you, لا تخاف. Don't be afraid. ولا تحزن. Don't be, you know, don't be sad. No grief today. No grief about anything that happened to you in your world. Today, you should not be even concerned about the dunya that you left behind. The angels will come to you and tell you, أَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. Now we're bringing to you the good news. We promise you Jannah, الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ, that you were continuously were promised. Today, we promise you that Jannah that you were looking for. SubhanAllah. I would say this, you know, I would say it. What gave me certainty and yaqeen about my faith after college was being in the service of washing al-mawta, the dead bodies. Going to the room and washing a Muslim body. This experience gave me certainty. Because wallahi, every time you go and walk in the room, I highly recommend you to do it at least once. It's a life-changing experience. At least once a life. It's highly rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once you walk in that room, you will feel one of two things. Either you will feel that your heart is open, you just feel tranquility around, you just feel peace around, you just feel, you smell that good smell, you will see that the deceased is comfortable, you will feel it. Wallahi, you will feel the angels around. We don't see it because the only one who sees it is the deceased. It's just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayah. But wallahi, you can feel it. And sometimes you just walk in the room and you feel like you really want to get out of this room ASAP. You cannot stay. You just don't want to stay. Your chest is getting tighter. You don't want to stay in this room anymore. You'll just feel it. Wallahi, you will feel it. So again, the believers, Ahlul Iman, the people of faith, that again, we have to count it again. Number one, declaring your faith in public. You're not afraid. You're saying, I'm Muslim. You have that faith and mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, declaring it, fulfilling your duties as Muslim, leaving an impact as much as you can. Allah's promise is that the angels will come to you and will bring you the good news. Last thing I will end the khatra with, inshallah. So beautiful how Allah ended this ayah. He said, أَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. You know what does that mean? You know, we're bringing you the good news that you're going to enter Jannah, that you were continuously being promised. Meaning that you were actually embracing that Quran and actually repetitively hearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that you will pre-promise Jannah. If you don't ever touch the Quran, you don't fall into that category of people that you were promised Jannah continuously. You see my point? So this is one of the qualities, embracing that Quran. Embracing and reading those ayahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will meet the angels with these beautiful news, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.